We're not the first to do targeted drug testing in the country. There were several pilot forces that began this in 2006, but only last year the Home Office said to other forces that we could introduce the targeted drug testing too.
So, Shane, it's new to Hertfordshire, but what's the thinking behind the new procedure? What are you expecting to get out of doing it?
The whole idea behind it, Brian, is that we recognise that people committing crime, and it's mainly acquisitive crime such as thefts and robberies, burglaries, are often just feeding their drug habits. So we feel that if we can test them upon arrest, once they've committed one of those crimes, and actually discover that they have a drug habit by testing positive for opiates or cocaine, then we can divert them into a scheme which can help them come off their drugs and actually help reduce their crime too. So it will give them some stability in their lives, give their families some stabilities, and actually help Hertfordshire citizens feel free from crime.
Presumably this is intelligence-led then. I'm guessing you're not going to test everyone coming into the jail cells at Hatfield Police Station, but will it just be your regulars then?
That's exactly it. We do see the same people coming in. It's designed not to test the people who are there for the first time. So it's people that are coming in for the second time or beyond that that we're going to be testing. So it's not first-time offenders, it is the repeat offenders. And with our partners in the Hertfordshire Drug and Alcohol Recovery Service, with the Crown Prosecution Service and the courts too, we can actually help them. There is a requirement for them to get involved in the drug programme. And if they don't, they can commit an offence. But the benefits for them are that they come off their drugs and they divert themselves away from crime too.
And of course, with drug-related crimes, your officers might suspect someone that they've arrested to detain is actually on drugs. So does that mean that they can actually test those sorts of people as well?
There are a number of specified offences. They're called trigger offences, which are denoted in the Drug Act 2005. Or, you're quite right, if we suspect you're using Class A drugs that contributed to the commission of your offence, we can test you as well. And as I said before, it would be on your second arrest or beyond that. So we'd look at our records. If you've been arrested before, we would test you. And it's a simple mouth swab in custody, and it gives an instant result too. So if there's a drugs worker in custody, you could be seen straight away by the drugs worker and actually start that rehabilitation within the police station itself.
And is this compulsory, so will people be able to refuse? And if they do, can you force a test on them?
You can, of course, refuse, but you do commit an offence. We can't force you to take the test, but there is an outcome for you if you don't. You'll be charged and put before a court because of that.